Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 218, FIFA 11 Giveaway. This is the show recorded on the 26th of September 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Adam.
Yay!
And also Catherine.
Hello!
Hello. So, what's up?
You don't say that at the start of a show.
Well, we normally say stunning.
We usually blab about something small.
Blab about something small. What? I gave you the opening. What's up?
Not much.
All right, cool then. Let's get on with the news.
Now for the news.
First bit of news, we are doing a FIFA 11 competition. This is to win a copy of FIFA 11, if you had not guessed from the name. Basically, there's three ways you can enter it.
You should say what format it's for.
Nah, we'll leave that till everyone's excited. what are you giggling about, Adam?
Straight away, I'm expecting it. I'm guessing it's either on PC or it's like DS. FIFA 11 DS.
Hey, DS version's alright. I know, I've been playing it.
You playing a FIFA game?
I was playing a FIFA game the other day.
Yeah, you played it on 360.
Wow. That'd be something to see.
Anyway.
I can't imagine Paul playing a football game.
What? I used to play football games quite a bit.
Really? Yeah. I never took you as a football person.
Well, I never took you as a motorbike person.
Yeah, true.
This competition, basically, what we're doing, it's the Wii version or the PC version. You can select which one you want. And maybe Catherine will explain how you can win it.
I thought you should do it because you do a much better job than I do.
Okay, there are three ways to enter the competition. You are allowed to do each one, and each one counts as a separate entry. So if you do two of the things, it will double your chances, all the three of the things, and it will triple your chances of winning. I believe Catherine has limited this to the United Kingdom.
I have, but I've said if people want to enter it in other PAL territories, they can.
Right, so we would rather you be from the UK.
We'd rather you be in the UK, because then you'll get it by release.
Yeah, because you'll get it on release day.
But I explained that if people don't care about when they get it, they can enter it from elsewhere.
All right, whatever. That's a bit of a hobo jibber jobo sort of a...
Well, I don't want to limit people from being able to have it.
Okay. It isn't limited, but if people outside the UK enter it, we're going to be annoyed, especially if one of them win and we have to post it out.
Hey, I'm paying for it. You don't care.
No, I don't care. So yeah, basically there's three ways you can win it. The first is, if you use Twitter... We'll want to sign up to Twitter to do this. Follow us on Twitter. Retweet this episode's... What's it called? A twerp.
Tweet.
A tweet.
Twerp.
A twerp, I don't know. retweet this show and then send a direct message to us saying, give me FIFA on the Wii or the PC. Not both, because that's greedy. The second way is to join the Facebook group. And then send us... Can they send a message on Facebook to us?
I don't think so. But the thing is as well, if you're doing all three ways, just contact us one way and then give us your IDs.
Yeah,
stuff.
Okay.
Your name or
join the Facebook group if you want. And we'll, you know, I don't know. This is Catherine's job.
Yeah, I have to look through it and see when someone new joins it and then see who they are.
The other way is to subscribe to us on YouTube.
Add us as a friend as well.
Add us as a friend as well, apparently. This is news to me.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the video.
And then send us a message on YouTube saying, give me FIFA 11 on the PC or the Wii.
Yep.
Don't send us a message saying, please can I have a copy of Dead Rising 2? Because you're not having it.
No, it's mine.
And don't send us a message saying, oh, please can you give us a copy of F1? Because we don't have any.
Yes, all right? We do.
Yeah, but they're mine. They're not having it. You could do one of those things if you want, but if you do all three, obviously you'll have three chances to win. We'll then draw someone on Wednesday night,
Wednesday afternoon I'm doing it. Okay, I'm doing
Wednesday afternoon is the deadline. That's UK time.
And I'll try and post it out before the end
and
of
then
Wednesday.
We get it posted out, so you might see it Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. To get to the Facebook one, you just search for GamerCast.
Well, if you just go on our website.
Oh, okay, yeah, fine.
At the top, you've got the link to the YouTube, to the Twitter majigger, and to the Facebook majigger.
Yes.
And our website is, of course, gamercast.net.
Yes.
And the links are on there. And we'll have a little thing explaining how to win it as well, so you don't have to re-listen to this and try and translate what we've been jib-jabbing about for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, that post isn't up yet. Are
no,
you doing
it's
that
not.
Later? Okay, cool. Yeah, look at our website. It's so cool. Look at this typeface. It's really nice. anyway, moving along, Bioshock Infinite has had some gameplay footage revealed of it. Catherine's super excited about it. I don't give a toss, really.
Do you like my show note?
Yes, OMFG.
So this went up on Tuesday, I think. On Xbox Live.
Bioshock Infinite is, you can think of it as Bioshock 3, but it's not set in Rapture, it's set in a magic
Columbia.
Floating cloud city, a.k.a. High Lando.
Columbia.
Lando Land.
Lando.
Lando Land.
But yeah, so if you go on Xbox Live, or actually if you go on the internet now, because they released it for the interwebs as well.
They released it on the internet.
Yeah. So there's a gameplay trailer for it. I thought it was about 4 minutes long. I read somewhere, it's a 4 minute long thing. Apparently it's 10 minutes, because it's quite long. It just briefly shows you the ideas of what can happen in the game. It's all scripted anyway, but it's 2 years from when it's coming out. So just imagine what they've got now and how much more awesome it will be when it comes out in 2012. But I recommend everyone watch it. You see the protagonist, I can't remember what his name is. He was a special agent guy. I can't remember what the term was, what he was. And he's trying to rescue this girl, Elizabeth, who, in normal Bioshock kind of ways, everyone looks quite stylized. So Paul didn't like that, did you?
What, the Bioshock?
The models of the
people. Yeah, the models looked a bit Bioshocky.
Yeah, but I quite like it. It's nice. I see too many realistic doodahs. Not that there's anything wrong with realism, but I do like a bit of stylistic approach to character design every now and again. But yes, so I recommend everyone download it or stream it or watch it or whatever, because then you kind of get an idea of what you're going to see in 2 years' time. Even if Paul didn't like it that much.
Meh.
I thought it was cool. I'm not sure if they've actually announced console yet either. If it's PS3 as well.
It'll be PC, 360, might show up on the PS3.
Mm. But yeah, so that's Bioshock Infinite. So that's well cool.
Yes, well cool.
Little
Big Planet 2 has been delayed until January next year, at least.
Yes, their reason for doing this is to make it better and polish it and everything.
I nearly broke my phone.
What?
I nearly threw it when I read this. I lost my temper at work. I was reading Twitter and I just went, oh my! And a couple of beeps went in and then I wanted to throw something and then I realized I shouldn't throw the right arm, so I threw the left arm and threw the pencil across the office. I was so new. I bet this is what I wanted to buy with my birthday money. I was like, ah, oh, no!
Birthday money. Aw.
Yeah. I'm bound to get something. It's the big 3-0. But, that was the one I was waiting for. That was the one that was above all other games that's coming around this time period. It was like that, and then I get hold of GTA 5. But
you
wait till Christmas.
Yeah, you just have to wait.
Very patiently. I don't mind it, though, because it looks like such a great game that to just get more polish on it. If they're not happy, then I'll wait until they're happy.
Cool. Next up, just a brief thing. So some people may have noticed that GOG, which is Good Old Games, who are a digital service that sell games.
Like old school.
Yeah, old school games, which is why it's called Good Old Games. So, I only just realised, quite recently, they were called Good Old Games. I always just called them GOG. But yes, so they recently put up on their website about how they can't afford to keep it running anymore, and all this crap about they've closed the website, people don't have their games anymore and stuff, which was actually just a PR stunt because they've relaunched their website. The website looks nicer. They haven't got any special offers on at the moment, which is a bit crap. But, yeah, I saw it on the internet and I was like, oh, wow, they've, like, gone under. Which was a shame because they had some good stuff on there. And they had stuff
on there. Such as?
Well, I got all the Tex Murphy games for free.
Oh, no wonder they're shutting down.
Well, some of the games they had on there, which were so old, and because they were DOS and stuff like that, they'd made them free. Or free for a limited time. Which I thought was quite good of them doing that. As well as selling newer games and older games and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if anyone was wondering, they are back up now and you can purchase games for them. And your games that you bought before, you still have. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, brief. So going back into the events kind of stuff that we keep doing every now and again. So mentioning some London MCM Expo stuff, which is happening between the 29th and the 31st of October. They've announced that Shop 2 are going to be there. So the website, shop2.net. And they're going to be having some demos, which is quite odd that they're bringing some demos and pods. But they're going to have PlayStation Move On Show, Gran Turismo 5, Guitar Hero 6, and Two Worlds 2. Split between 10 pods. I'm not entirely sure why they're showing Two Worlds 2. I think that's a bit odd with their other bunch of games. But it's quite nice because there wouldn't have been PlayStation Move, Gran Turismo 5, Guitar Hero 6, or Two Worlds 2 there if Shop 2 weren't going. So it means people that don't go to Eurogamer Expo will be able to have some plays of these games. So that's cool. They'll also be giving out free stuff, apparently. So we will be going there and making sure to get some free stuff from them. Apparently with some booth babes, which is great.
Gotta take a photo of Paulston next to a booth babe.
Am I going to this thing?
I don't know. We were talking about that the other night, weren't we? You're not sure?
Nah. Well, I'll probably be working, won't I? So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't really hugely enjoy it the last few times you went.
I don't like these events. Well, what day is it? It's Friday.
We're going on the Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be working Saturday, won't I?
I know, okay. Okay, so they've got Shop 2 going there. They've also announced that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is their official sponsor of the show. What they're doing then is they're going to have the game to play. They haven't specified which days they're going to have it to be able to be played, but I'd imagine it's throughout the whole weekend and the Friday. They're also going to do special activities. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe some kind of giveaways or something like that, because they usually do competitions at the show, so maybe they'll do something like that. They just want people to make sure they know the game. That hopefully means then that Ubisoft will put stuff in the bags of stuff that you get at the start, meaning you get lots of cool stuff.
Yes, cool stuff.
Also, a brief announcement about Assassin's Creed, because they've got the guy who did the voice for Ezio going, which is cool. And then Atari have announced they're going to have Blade Kitten there.
Fun.
Which is an Xbox Live Arcade title, which I thought wasn't that great.
Yeah, we agreed I wasn't going, since I'm not having a press badge.
I can only have two.
I only have two. Well, why don't I get the second one?
Charlotte.
Since I'm the chief dude around here.
The chief dude, huh?
Anyway, moving along with Eurogamer Expo.
Yes. So, I'll make this brief, or I'll try and make this brief
good,
for you.
Because Adam has to go and do something in a minute.
So, they've officially announced the day they're going to have Yuji Naka there. So, Yuji Naka is the guy who came up with Sonic and created Sonic. So, they've got him there speaking. They've got him speaking there because he's...
Sorry, my lungs imploded.
...making a game called Ivy the Kiwi for the Nintendo Wii. And because he's not working at Sega anymore. Or he's not working with Sega anymore. He stopped a while ago, I think. Anyway, so they've announced he's going to be there on Saturday the 2nd of October, which is really crap because it means I won't be able to go to it. And I don't know if there's been a time. I think it was about 2 p.m. So if you go on the Eurogamer website, they've got on the what's on bit.
Let's ask him when Sonic 4 is coming out.
On the website, they've got a what's on section, which tells you when all the developer sessions are. So he's down there now, like with Peter Molyneux.
Dear person who I've forgotten your
Tim
name.
Tim Willits, is it?
Tim Willits? That's that legendary dude.
So he's under the developer sessions now, so you can go along to that.
Tim Willits, eh?
crap because I can't go.
What a nerd.
As well as that, they've announced some London Games
Fest. Wait, is Peter Molyneux going to this?
Yes, he is. On the Friday, though.
Peter Molyneux.
Why can't he go on a Sunday? Sunday too good
Sunday?
For him?
Sunday? He lies about at home on Sunday. I don't know.
With his kid.
With his kid making videos.
As well as that, they've also announced for London Games Festival, because Eurogamer Expo is a part of the London Games Festival, they're doing a Ben 10 Leicester Square thing, and they're going to try and get over 1,000 kids in London to go see an exclusive screening and play the newest game, which is Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Conflict.
Is it Ben 10?
Game sells quite well, doesn't it?
I don't know what a Ben 10 is.
It's a kid.
It's a kid with a watch that turns him into lots of different aliens.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
There's loads of games. They sell really well, usually. As well as that, Media Molecule are doing a BAFTA lecture on the 7th
of
October.
On how to delay a game.
By the way, the Ben 10 thing was on the 2nd of October. Then there's a Nintendo Wii Party for Wii Party. Is that the name of the game?
Don't look at me.
The new one that was coming out. I think it was Wii Party.
Just Dance 2, 15th of October.
On the 9th of October. So if you go down to Chessington, they're having a whole party thing going on. They're also having the stupid Jedward kids, twins.
Who are they?
I hate them.
Two twins who claim they worked for Microsoft because they did some beta testing at some point, and about how crap the games industry is and stuff like that.
And how old are these twins?
I don't know. They went on like some X Factor or something like that.
They were on X Factor and caused a lot of trouble.
They're like these two Irish kids. What, twins?
Irish, eh? Are they members of the
blonde, spiky hair?
No.
Not hair like that, they're not.
But apparently they might be the new faces for Nintendo.
Oh, God.
Rumours that Nintendo would like...
What are these kids?
Partnership with them.
I'm just trying to imagine what these kids would look like on a Nintendo Wii console box.
Look at it.
Jedward kids.
Don't search for Jedward kids. Just search for Jedward and then look at images.
I search for Jedward nudes.
There you go, those two with the poppies. And then as well as that, there's going to be a FIFA 11 and Pro Evo 11 public review on the 9th of October with Citizen Game. And they're just going to be chatting about FIFA and Pro Evo and probably comparing the two.
Right, so what is with these people's hair?
They have...
Tell me about it.
I don't get it. Am I, like, missing something here, or are they just flipping weird?
Weird.
If you just search for them as opposed to...
Yeah, but we need to have noobs
in
the title as well, don't we?
Okay. Can you scroll down? Can I take the mouse for a sec? That's all the Eurogamer stuff. As well as that... there's a kind of a nightclub opening.
Yeah, there's a bunch of noobs.
There's a nightclub opening called Japan Underground in Holborn, which is a club devoted to Japanese music, video games, and cosplay.
wait. Nintendo don't need to license their faces to put on a Wii box. They just need to license their hair.
So this nightclub. Or this club is doing all that stuff. Apparently, they're going to frequently have live bands. If you cosplay, you get cheaper entry, and they have karaoke as well. Their opening night is on the 17th of November, which is a Wednesday, and they're open from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And they're hoping to get lots of people there.
What has any of this got to do with games?
It costs like £5. They play video game music.
Oh my god, they've even got Star Ocean, Street Fighter, and Final Fantasy music.
So the opening night is Sengoku Basara themed. And they're going to be playing music, and they're going to be, screening some anime as well.
Fun.
Yeah.
It sounds
so cool.
I'm tempted to go to that.
Let's talk about a computer game, shall we? What's this about, Alan Wake?
Well, Adam was just saying something.
I would go to a place like that regularly. That's the sort of thing that you would only experience if you went to Japan. Being able to kind of have your own Japan culture in London is really cool.
Well, yeah, I think it's well cool. And it's like a fiver to get in.
Yeah,
if
it's
you cosplay,
an immigrant population
it's like
that are radioactive from all the nukes.
And I think it's cool because you could do bowling and cosplay.
That'd be cool.
I could do that.
Let's talk about Alan Wake because this is actually a game.
Okay, so
this is the downloadable expansion pack, which is called the writer, yes. referring to the fact that Alan Wake is a writer.
This
is going to be 560 Microsoft points and will be available on the 12th of October.
People have known it for a while that this is coming out because on the downloadable content, but it's had it on there. But this will be the first piece that you will have to pay for if you didn't buy the first Alan Wake brand new. I'm going to buy it, although I still have to finish Alan Wake and The Signal.
Mm-hmm. There's also been a firmware update for the PlayStation 3. Shock. Is there any way I can write this as the title of the show?
What?
No.
What I'm doing.
Deep breath.
No, heck yeah, no.
Shock in awe.
Well, yeah, but we need it like the noise.
We've got the FIFA 11 title.
Yeah, FIFA 11. No one wants that rubbish. So yeah, basically this firmware update, is this all it's done? Is
Yeah, so the main reason for the firmware update...
there's no, like, bug fixes?
I don't know. All I can see, or that I found out, was that it may have bug fixes as well.
All right.
I thought that the latest update was also for the 3D Blu-ray.
I don't know, because the main stuff that I found on the net about it is that it's bricked a lot of controllers.
Is this live now?
I don't know.
I don't know, we're too scared to turn off PS3 on.
I don't know, because there was an update the other day, wasn't there? Maybe that was the update.
I don't know, because I've only just updated mine, and mine was for the 3D Blu-ray update. But I knew about this one because I read it on Twitter, with the fact that a lot of people were panicking because they thought it was going to affect all the Street Fighter pads.
Oh, yeah. So, apparently, this the newest firmware has made 3 Mad Catz controllers not work anymore. But the main reason for it is to stop counterfeit controllers, because there's a lot of those going about on eBay and stuff like that, and they do actually look quite similar to the real controllers.
Aye.
Scarily real.
Who cares? Really. Let's talk about 3D.Game Heroes, because this is a... why is this always on the news?
It's not always. It hasn't been on the news for months.
I still want this. Oh, and
it's
I
good.
Love...
It's good. And now they've put Sackboy in it.
Fun.
So he's one of the people you can download now. To have as your hero.
All right. Dead Rising 2, Case West, is a sort of sequel to Dead Rising 2,
well,
Case
Zero. It's the epilogue for Dead Rising 2. We mentioned it last week.
Yeah, so this is some DLC which is coming out.
No idea. No date.
And it's going to be...
No idea on price. I'd hope they stick with 400 points still, but they might think... Oh, we've got them now. Let's ramp it up.
Yeah,
the main thing was this, was that they've officially confirmed that there will be photography taking in this co-op piece of DLC, because Frank will be in it again and you'll be able to take pictures. That was it.
Sweet.
That you could take pictures again. You say, fantastic. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know why this isn't in use.
This is a rumour, though.
Yeah.
Do we not want to mention it because it's
a rumour? Well, it's a rumour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the rumor is Project Milo, which is that goofy kid that Peter Molyneux trots out now and then, has been cancelled. But, I mean, it was never really a game anyway, was
well,
it?
Well, no, but they had said that they were, like, developing it more.
Well, they said that they were, you know, developing it to make use in future stuff, which is what the rumor says anyway, so...
I suppose maybe just a lot of places... thought, because they'd seen so much of it, that there was going to be some kind of release of it.
No, it's all rumour on it.
You know, the whole game was rumour.
Lionhead make Fable. Okay, they did this, you know, Milo kid thing as a tech demo, because Peter Molyneux likes to mess about with stuff. If it's not on YouTube, it's on something else he's messing about with. but yeah, I mean, this is really hoo-ha.
Okay.
Xbox Live Preview Program, this is the, to get the new dashboard early. Has actually filled up, so I don't know why this is on the news.
Well, no, I mentioned it because Major Nelson did mention that even though they have filled it up, they will maybe need more people, and they will post.
Yeah, so if you want the new dashboard a few weeks early, you could sign up on Microsoft Connect. If you go on Major Nelson's website, the link to the form is there.
Yeah, so anyone that was lucky enough to get in, you know, cool.
Whatever's... the Nintendo 3DS has had some specs announced. Are these official
not
specs?
Not officially.
Well, again, rumor. You know, this is factual programming. When I say the Pope is a douchebag, fact. When I say some specs, I want it to be fact. Okay, but it's, some dude said this has got 2 ARM 11 CPUs running at 266 megahertz, and that it has some weird GPU I've never heard of. with a pitiful 64 meg of RAM, a pitiful 4 megabyte of VRAM, and 1.5 gigabytes of internal flash-based memory.
But then you compare that to the original DS.
Well, let's laugh at the original DS, shall we? Are the screens any higher res, though?
They were bigger.
Are they higher res, though?
I don't know. I can't.
I'd hope so if they're making them bigger.
They look nice. Well, if you think of what a 3D game looks like on the DS...
I was about to say, have they announced the size of the 3DS?
Yeah, it's the same size as the regular ones.
Right, so it's not the same size as the extra large one?
Nope.
No, it's the same size as the normal one.
Frankly, it's a hardware update which needs to happen.
Mm.
Yeah, so what's this next thing?
They announced a Michael Jackson MMO.
Wait, that MMO? As in MMORPG?
Well, it's an online game. It's not necessarily a
RPG. Well, what sort of game
is it? It's a free download thing. It's supposed to be for, like, people to chat in.
Oh, so it's like PlayStation Home?
It's meant for, like, kids.
Only you can listen to songs which are probably bad influence for kids.
Well, no, it's just somewhere for kids to chat. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, you've got World of Warcraft for that. World of Warcraft's got better graphics.
A lot of people will probably go on it because it's got Michael Jackson's name.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. We've got a couple of letters this week. The first up is from someone who goes under the handle of Charlotte. I assume this isn't the real Charlotte. I'm not sure. She says, "Hi guys. Great show, although not as funny as last week's, but Paul's rant was quite good. See, people appreciate my anti-Pope stuff." We didn't have any negative emails about that at all, did we?
We wouldn't have.
See? In your face, everybody. Yeah, she says, "The Yakuza, the end, that you mentioned last week sounds stupid. Fair enough that they want to end the series, but to do it in such a stupid way with zombies, it's like Sega killing off Shenmue via vampires. Madness. I know it's called Shenmue, I always say Shenmue."
Mm-hmm.
This week I managed to finish Mafia 2, which was cool. Quite easy gamer score for anyone of you whores out there. Ooh, and I finished Deathbank finally. That was awesome. As it's the newest Deathbank, which is like Reloaded, I suppose. Or some sort of Diablo-style dungeon crawler with guns. Oh, and Lionheart. King's Crusade, which is a pretty neat RTS focused on the Third Crusade. You can control the Saracens and they kick Crusader backside. Love the show, Charlotte. Yeah, so thank you for that letter. I'm not really sure what you're jib-jabbing on about, but...
Stuff we were talking about last week.
Last week? That's last week. Don't she have stuff to talk about for this week?
She did. She told us what she's been playing.
Yeah, we don't have an official segment for that.
What she's been playing.
Our next letter is from Gary. I assume this is the real Gary and not a fake Gary posting under his name. He says, "Dear Gamercast," in brackets for Paul, "when I said you love to hate games, I wasn't starting on you. I was siding with you as I frequently enjoy ranting about bad games also. See, now he's trying to be my friend and stuff. I figured that it was something we had in common. Oh well. Well, you know, you can try and be my friend if you want, but... yeah. I use the term stupid fish as a derogatory term for that idiotic dolphin. Much like an alien might refer to humans as dumb monkeys before enslaving us as all as part of a mass invasion." Mass invasion? Scary. "I realize dolphins are mammals, as should everyone. I still hate it and reserve it the right to call it a stupid bloody fish. I also finished Halo Reach on Legendary. It was pretty good, but I was very disappointed with the story. Great gameplay, polish, and level design. Pacing is near perfect. Multiplayer, as always, is great. New abilities add a lot of depth to the combat. I also finished Darkstar 1. It wasn't worth it." He also goes on to say, "I played Rock Band 1 and 2, but as I am actually a drummer, I found the only bits I enjoyed were guitar and vocals. I gave up when the next 4 or 5 versions came out." Bit of a comment on Halo Reach. "I like the story." Yeah, to be honest, the best bit of the Halo games is the story, in my opinion. If I could just, like, watch Halo, I would. Because it's easier than having to, like,
waste time. Well, yeah, you moaned because you couldn't watch the cutscenes.
You know, I have to waste time playing it. It's like, I don't have all this time. I'm a busy person, you know what I'm saying? Like, And finishing it on Legendary, I expect anyone who had a couple of days off work to finish it on Legendary. So thank you for that letter, Gary. Yeah, if you've got a letter, feel free to send it to feedback@gamercast.net, where it may or may not be read out on the show.
It's time for Name That Game.
Okay, in this section of the show, I play a clip from a game, which can be music or sound effects, and the panel of Gamercast people attempt to guess what it is.
Panel who are usually wrong.
Not always. You sometimes get it right.
Yeah,
we also allow listeners to guess what it is also, and we will we accept those guesses to feedback@gamercast.net, where if you know what it is, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
and if you get it right, you get a big GZ.
Yeah, you get a GZ. You don't win anything else. You don't win any money. But you do get a GZ on the show.
And Paul says grats.
Last week, everybody would have heard this little clip. And we actually had quite a few people try and guess what it was. So Catherine, I believe, guessed
I said scrap that.
Yeah. Adam guessed it was Harvest Moon. Yeah. Catherine for scrap that. I'm not sure if that's a game, maybe related to spare parts or something. But it's not the right answer. We had a couple of people guess correctly. So Gary guessed it was Mega Man 2. And Charlotte also guessed it was Mega Man 2. So yeah, we actually had some people guess right.
Any forum people?
Any forum people?
Yeah.
I'm checking the forums now. But as I was the last post on there, probably not.
And Gary even guessed the stage. Was he right on that?
Probably.
I wish I was on the show then, because I actually have Mega Man 2.
Oh well, Adam.
You missed out, Adam. You could have got a point.
I know. The ones I probably would have got would be this one and Fable.
This week, we have something a bit different to Mega Man. Any guesses?
Any clues?
The clue is it's a game.
Uh-huh.
It is old.
Yeah.
Sounds old.
And it carried the word sim in the title.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. How's that for a guess? I've given you like half the title.
Did you have it?
I don't think I had it, no.
Hmm.
Hmm. Oh, no.
What were we talking? Master System? Time period?
DOS?
It was on a few platforms. I'm not sure which platforms off the top of my head.
I don't recognize it.
Maybe you're a noob.
Maybe.
Mind you, if you played it for me, I wouldn't have a clue what it was.
So... It was on multiple platforms?
Probably. Don't quote me on that.
But then could that mean different kind of PC platforms?
Possibly. Don't quote me on that.
Do you know for definite if it was on any consoles?
Don't know. I could tell you it had a DOS version. That's about it.
It doesn't ring any bells whatsoever.
Sim Ant.
Okay.
I guess Sim Ant.
Not Sim City.
Sim City just seems so obvious, though. You wouldn't have said it.
Well, Sim City was definitely on consoles, though.
Yeah, true.
Well, yeah, it was on the, what was it called?
SNES.
The little box that you plugged into a TV. Yeah. Those primitive machines. Adam, any guesses?
I can't even begin to think what I would call it. It doesn't even ring a bell.
Well, there were loads of sim games, so just guess a sim game. Sim Tower.
I can only think of like two.
Town.
Yes, Sims and Sim City. That's what pops into my head.
Centaur?
Female hospital?
You could just search for Sim. I'm sure there's loads of them.
Oh, come on, Adam. You got 10 seconds. 10. 9, 8, 7. 6.
No.
4. 2. 1. Adam's guess is nah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, if you think you...
Is he not going to put anything?
Well, he had his time and it ran out.
Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
Not even SimCity. No,
yeah, put me down for SimCity.
There you go.
So, yeah, if you think you know what the answer to that is, email me, feedback@gamercast.net. If you are right, you will get GZ. You can also leave the message or answer on the forums as well, portalforums.net. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Cool.
I have to thank Sean for last week's
entry you, Sean. As well,
which was Mega Man.
Mega Man.
Yeah. If you've got suggestions as well, send them in, because I do use them now and then when I'm like stuck on trying to get, you know, trying to get something. So yeah, fun. You'll find out the answer next week.
Cool.
New releases this week.
Alrighty, there's a couple of games coming out this week. Mainly, why is Dead Rising 2 down? Is that the PC version?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Final Fantasy 14.
So the collector's edition came out last week. Now the standard version
comes out
on Tuesday.
Yes.
Not on Friday.
Correct.
So if you want to pick this up, but not the collector's edition, you can get this. I believe it's still only the PC version, though. Even though that's...
Yeah, PlayStation 1's next year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's about March or something like that.
Yep, all right, cool. This is an MMORPG like Final Fantasy XI. So if you're into that sort of thing and you'd rather a worse game than World of Warcraft, you can play this.
And if you want to pay lots of money, because they do... They still do the same kind of subscription base, I think.
Aye, the PC version the PC version of Hawks 2.
Yep.
Will also be making an appearance this week.
This is if it doesn't get put back again. It's been constantly put back.
Yeah, it's been nudged back all the time.
This will, of course, have Ubisoft's DRM on it.
For those people who like Ubisoft DRM.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just the Hawks game.
Yep, flying around.
Flight.
Arcade.
Combat.
Flight game. FIFA 11 is coming out as well.
On everything. It's even coming out on PS2.
Whoa. Didn't realise they were still making them.
Oh yeah, they still make PS2 games.
Not everyone does, but...
Hey, we've got a release list, half a page worth.
What have you? Wow.
In your face. what they've done in this, I mean, I've got a lot of writing on the screen.
Yeah.
But I played the demo and I didn't really notice anything.
No.
No.
This has to do with 360 degree dribbling.
Well, I could dribble.
The market-leading 360-degree dribbling system provides finer dribbling control, enabling players to find spaces between defenders that previously were not possible.
No offense, but I mean, I could dribble pretty much any way I wanted before. You know,
it's a new feature, Paul. Just get with it.
It's obviously not that new.
There's a FIFA theater, so you can save highlights from any match. Although you could always do that before, couldn't you? You could do that in FIFA 10, couldn't you?
Don't know.
And you can save online matches as well, and you can replay them and upload them to footballworld.com, apparently.
Fun. Yeah. Those entering our competition enjoyed the game.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the people that would enter it like FIFA, so. I feel bad that I don't play FIFA.
Let's talk about Pro Evolution Soccer. Or winning 11.
That comes out next week.
Or winning 11, 8, or 9, or 10, or whichever version.
It's well past 10.
Yeah, winning 11, 7 is what like Pro Evo 2 was or something. I'm behind the times. My Sim Sky Heroes is coming out on the Wii, DS, 360, and PS3.
Yes.
This is EA's My Sims, weirdo Japanese Sims spin-off, and now they are Sky people possibly going to destroy Bioshock Infinite Columbia City Land and kill Lando Landman.
So it's like Pilot Wings... Mario Kart kind of... I say Mario Kart because it's got power-ups in it. But it's like... It's just a Pilot Wings game, but not as good as the Snoopy game I played.
Snoopy?
There's a Snoopy flight game.
Oh, dear.
that is well nice looking. But My Sim Sky Heroes is mainly aimed at kids. Well, it's supposed to be aimed at kids. And you're flying around with your My Sims characters.
Well, I never thought the My Sims games did very well, to be honest.
They do.
Not round here.
They do, okay. They did all right in Wales.
Not round here.
But yeah, so My Sims characters in races. There's like different kinds of races as well. So there's lots of combat ones, and then there's just racing around in circuits and stuff like that.
Okay, Jack the Ripper has been resurrected.
On the DS.
He's been murdering people on your DS as well, apparently.
So it's just like a little kind of DS adventure game put together.
Yeah, with like mini games like the PC and ones
stuff.
And,
yeah, so just the same as all the stuff that you get on DS.
Trying to make some more money. Ghost Recon Predator.
This is a PSP exclusive.
Yeah.
Of a Ghost Recon game, although I feel that they work best on console.
Yeah, they work best when you got two analog sticks.
It's got multiplayer co-op as well, so you and your friends can play ad hoc.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We've got a new history game. So is this History Channel?
Is it History Channel?
Yeah, it is History Channel. So they're doing another one, which is Great Battles Medieval. So what was the one they did before Rome?
They did a Rome one, didn't they?
Yeah. So this is coming out on 360, PS3, and PC. Unlike the previous one...
Is it not coming out on PSP?
No, that's what I was going to say. Unlike the previous one, this isn't actually coming out on PSP. Or it's not got a date yet for PSP, if it is. So it's the History Great Battles RTS. Is it RTS or is it strategy? I never played the History game.
It's RTS, isn't it? I never played them because I'd rather play Total War and play a decent game. Whoops, did I just slip out? This is, as you can probably guess from the title, it's set medieval times, so you get to fight for Henry V and other people as you're trying to reconquer our parts of France, which are rightfully ours.
You can play as the French, of course, though. Be on Joan of Arc's side.
Stupid woman.
It claims to have 70 more medieval batteries.
Batteries, cool.
I just said batteries.
Wasn't batteries back then just dung heaps and stuff?
Were they that accurate?
So you can,
Did we not get
have accurate batteries?
Did we not get a review copy of this? They did send us.
Did you want one?
Well, at least then we can actually see what it's like. You know what I'm saying, like. You know what I'm saying?
You got Dead Rising 2 coming out on PC. It was originally coming out on PC the same day the week that's just gone with the console versions, but it got put back to this week. Hopefully it won't get put back again.
It's also a Games to Windows Live title.
Yes, it is.
And that is now confirmed.
It is confirmed.
Because last week we were still not 100% sure.
Yeah, but Dead Rising 2 is awesome. I recommend you pick it up.
Yeah, if you played Dead Rising, it's more of the same, basically. You've got a few extra gimmicky features in it.
It's a good game.
Survivors are not as annoying as they used to be.
Yeah, but they still have to be within a closest vicinity of you to get through the doors.
Yep, there's a Pets Playskull game coming out. I'm sure this is one for all the DS. Kids who listen.
DS. Hey, someone could have a kid and think, oh.
That'll show up in the car.
Maybe I'll get that for them. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
You get to look after like baby animals. What are they called?
Those Jenkin kids, whatever it was. This would be ideal for those kids.
Jedward. I'm sure Jedward would love it.
So you can look after your huge variety of pets. So it's not just like puppies and cats. There's also like polar bears and pandas and tigers. And
oh, right. Can I just put a disclaimer in here? A polar bear is not a pet. You should not keep one just because they look cute when they're a cub, because eventually they'll grow up and eat you.
You can look after penguins as well. And pigs. Or piglets.
It's a penguin, a bird that can't even flip and fly.
Wolf cubs.
A crappy bird.
There's those stuff. So,
out of all the things that dinosaurs evolved into, they evolved into penguins.
Penguins are well cute.
Flipping creepy looking. And they got poo all over their feet.
They do. Hey, they have to do a lot of stuff to survive.
So
and they swim really well.
I have to go to work.
Oh,
I ain't happy about that.
So you look after the pets, and it's just Tamagotchi, really, but pets.
Great.
Just like how everything is nowadays.
What's this next thing?
Despicable Me. It's based on a film that's coming out. It's new DreamWorks film.
DreamWorks, eh? Aren't they out of business yet?
So this is a bit odd because it's only coming out on the older consoles. So you got it coming out on PS2, PSP, Wii and DS. So no actual big console version. But it's just a film-based game. I don't like the look of the film. Lots of people do. Have you seen the trailer for it at all, Adam?
Nah, didn't really interest me to even click on it.
It's like some... He's a villain of a film. And you're supposed to be rooting for him. I just didn't... I'm not a huge DreamWorks fan, though, so... Yeah.
I like DreamWorks' stuff. I must admit, they're a bit snobby when they come to hiring staff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind Shrek and stuff like that. They do pull out some good things now and again, but...
I still need to see Kung Fu Panda.
No, Kung Fu Panda is really good.
Yeah,
I'm a bit disappointed with the fact that they've got a high-ranking amount of cast in there and barely any of them speak.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is literally the guy who played Rain Man. I can't remember his name.
Dustin Hoffman
and Jack Black. Pretty much is most of them speaking most of the time. The other characters have very small parts. Because I didn't even realise Jackie Chan's in it.
What are you guys jib-jabbing about?
Says a couple of things. Lucy Liu's in it, she only says a couple of things. Angelina Jolie says more than the rest of them do. It's pretty much just Jack Black and Dustin Hoffman.
Hmm.
Okay.
But still good film.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Despicable Me, film-based game. Film-based games can be good, of course.
No, they can.
Yes, they can.
Name
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man's rubbish. Adam!
It's the best Spider-Man game yet.
You can get good film-based games. Anyway.
Name one. You can't name any, can you?
So next up, we've got Crime Lab, Body of Evidence, which is a DS-only game, which is like Jack the Ripper, like a hidden object kind of logical puzzle mixture of adventure game kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, the Empire and Napoleon Game of the Year editions are also...
Can I just say as well, Crime Lab also features some DSi exclusive stuff in it as well.
Okay, so yeah, Game of the Year editions of Empire and Napoleon are also coming out.
Yep. That's got the expansions in it as well that they did.
I'd hope so.
Well, yeah, because it's a Game of the Year edition.
Oh no, let's just re-release the first one in Game of the Year packaging. You still have to buy all the expansions separately. That's cool.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it coming out this week.
Aye. So a couple of decent things in there. Yeah. Mainly Dead Rising and...
People like FIFA. Wait, you know how it sells.
I have to work a midnight launch for FIFA.
Yeah.
I do not appreciate this rubbish game.
Wait, don't be so negative about it on a show where we're giving it away.
The people who want it have already listened to the... Like, and that's it. They've stopped listening, like, within 2 minutes of the competition stuff. Okay, wait. Let me retract my previous statements. FIFA 11 is the best game ever made.
No, it's not.
If you like football.
FIFA 11 is great for people that like football.
And by football, we mean football.
Football.
Soccer. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
but yes, yeah, so that's pretty much
and it. And what's this FIFA create your own team malarkey? What's all that about?
I don't know, it's like a 360 PS3 only thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you can tell, no one here really cares. Which is why...
I don't play sports games.
I play ice hockey, that's about my limit.
Which is why you should play Planet Michael Mickey Jackson Epic.
Yeah.
Epic Mickey.
Whatever's...
Epic Mickey's good.
Whatever's. Sam, for the show.
Yep, that's pretty much it for this week.
Although, I'm afraid I will not be here again next week.
Oh, really?
It's D-Day, Big 3-0.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to be spending the day hanging from trees.
I was about to say, Adam, D-Day isn't in October.
No, I'm going to Exeter to go ape.
To go so, ape.
Yeah, it's a climbing adventure park all over UK. So it's kind of like, imagine like in Battle of Endor where the Ewoks have got all of those things up in the trees. It's basically like that, and you're going from tree to tree to tree.
Right, so Adam is regressing to his primitive past.
Yeah.
In his attempts to remaining about 10 million years old, as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, and then I'm going over my mum's to open my presents over there, and I know what one of them is, and it's a Super Street Fighter 4 Fight Stick Tournament Edition. So I'm just going to sit there on my lap going, I want to go home now. So I'm going to wind Sarah up so much because I'm just going to probably spend the whole of Sunday night and Monday morning just sat on Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I'll be doing GamerCast.
Well, she'll just have to bear it.
I'll be doing GamerCast the day before.
Maybe.
Hmm? No, his birthday's on a Monday, so I'll be doing the GamerCast the day before his birthday, which is the same day he's currently celebrating it.
You were a Gamer Expo on the Sunday. But we should be back in time.
Oh, what?
We should be back in time.
Does that mean I have to do the show notes?
No, I'll still do the show notes, Paul, like I always do.
Alright, let's close this thing up because I want to edit it and go to bed and play Civ 5.
Yeah.
I want to play Dead Rising 2.
And maybe some F1.
Yeah, you can play some F1.
Yeah, F1's good, by the way. So is Civ 5.
So is Dead Rising 2.
I'm hoping I'm getting Dead Rising 2 for my birthday.
It's good.
But I don't know what. I know it's something off my Amazon wishlist, and it's a video game, but I don't know what. So that's the only surprise.
Your Amazon wishlist? Oh, yes, you're using Amazon features wishlist. Of all these new things you've discovered.
I know, I've gone mad for Amazon. It's dangerous to keep sending me emails, and I look at it and go, oh my god, I could so buy that right now in my iPhone. That's how I ended up with Spider-Man.
Fine.
They sent me an email saying, if you buy it now and it's out tomorrow, you'll still get the cosmic Spider-Man outfit. And I was like, 5 minutes later, I bought it.
Okay. Well, happy birthday for next week, Adam.
Yes, Adam. Have a nice birthday.
I'll see Catherine again next week.
Of course.
And Adam in 2 weeks, I assume.
Yes, I'll be back the week after.
Yeah, catch you guys later.
Yep, see you next week.
See you later.